Make no mistake, I'm a sociopath. God, that sounded evil. Let's rewind a little. I grew up all over coastal America. House after house after restraining order, everything just kind of blends in. If the divorce rate is 50-50, my mom landed on tails like 8 times. So by the time I was 14, right, I moved from 7 different houses and attended 6 different school districts. After a while, you don't see a point in making friends. The Vitamin C graduation song? Yeah, can't relate. But then one year, all of that almost changed. For the first time ever, I found myself in a school for 2 consecutive years, going on 3. And then I, like, started turning pretty a month into high school, so the guys hitting on you social leverage was really awesome. The popular girls would talk to me all the time. And they were just stupid. Like, they'd always been pretty. Never left out. Never alone. And when I think about it, all the thinking I've ever done was when I was alone. I was nice about it and thought I'd always be nice about it. Finally in one place to build a steady reputation. And then life said, fuck that. My piece of shit gamer brother got us evicted for pirating breakbeat mixtapes. It's like not even good music. Anyway, so mom was crying, packing up the moving boxes. And that's when she told me, we're moving out of state. And I just got settled. I said, fuck you, I'm living with dad. He's just a neighborhood down. I put the boxes down, go over, knock on the door, and boom! A gunshot! My second Christmas killed himself! I walked in. Floor looked like a whole-ass video game, just blood everywhere. And get this, his suicide note was stuck to the fridge with a Cookie Monster magnet. All he wrote on it? Nicole's fault. I'm Nicole, by the way. Hi, what the fuck did I do to him? Maybe I missed the office softball game? Men are so into this revenge suicide thing. But whatever. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I'm moving. Again. City, county, state. All the same fate. But I've always said that while leaving. This time, it's on arrival.
Hey, so for the senior prank this year, what if we like parked our cars where we don't usually park them?
Oh my god, that is so funny.
Yeah, math class this year with Mr. Burliday. Yeah, like, fuck Mr. Burliday, dude.
God, they are never funny. It's like the girls just laugh to avoid sexual assault.
Hey, yo, you new to this educational prison?
Wow, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I'm getting into, like, humor and stuff. Anyway, you know anyone around here? Know where your classes are?
I mean, kinda. There's, like, numbers on the doors. I think I can figure it out.
No. I could show you around. Like a school tour? You wanna do that? You up for that? Yeah, so then my friend got the DLC, this downloadable content. It's like $10. Like, dude, kinda not worth it for the gun.
Why are you talking to me about video games?
Just something, you know, what, you don't like play video games or something?
I'm a thin girl. Do I fucking look like I play video games? I'd rather play dead at a necrophilia convention.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
I know what?
Did you hear about how Mountain Dew makes guys sterile?
Yeah, from you and every other guy who reads the internet to try to be interesting.
Nice rolly backpack, you fucking four-eyed, double-dick-sucking bitch.
Hey, stop kicking it! This backpack holds priceless reading materials!
Oh, yeah? Like what? Like Bernstein Bears make eye contact?
Hey, what is this, 4th grade? It is home to some of my favorite manga books.
Manga? What is it, like Asian or something?
Japanese, thank you. Some of which go on to be very popular television shows.
Wait, can't you watch half those on cartoon channels? Why the hell would you read it?
That's it!
Dude, how do you care about anything this much?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, he thinks your Chinese cartoon books are stupid. Why defend it?
Stay out of this, you girl!
What the fuck, you greasy bitch? I was trying to help you!
I don't need help from someone who misnationalizes my Japanese manga books.
Japanese manga books? That's literally you. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, first time you talk to a girl and you correct her on the origin of your backwards picture books.
They're not backwards. They just read right to left.
No one cares.
I care. And the YouTube anime community cares too. Like, Naru Party 13, he's got 1,600 subscribers. Do you have that many?
Why would you upload videos to YouTube?
How else do you think videos get there?
It's for watching TV shows. You don't fucking participate in it. What, am I gonna go on YouTube and get digitally molested?
No, it...
You're gonna transform?
Whatever, everything's fine. My mom said the bullies go nowhere and smart kids like me become notable adults.
The most notable thing you could do is killing yourself before graduation. Then your dad can cry in front of school assemblies next to a black and white photo of you.
What? No?
Little bitch.
I'm straight!
So hey, you're like pretty cool. What's your name?
Well, my last name's Yu. Most people just call me that.
You? What is it, like Asian? That's hot.
Yeah, grandma had yellow fever.
Cool, yeah. So what's your first name?
Fuck.
Oh, you look new. The lunch line's on the other end there.
Huh?
You're trying to find where the lunch line starts, right? You got here a little late, so it's pretty long now.
Oh, fuck! For a sec I thought everyone else was skipping too.
Where'd you come in from?
Like, just outside? There was this weird kid getting his shit handed to him.
Like, weird how?
I don't fucking know.
Is he, like, talks about a bunch of dumb shit weird? Or, like, how can he afford someone to Adderall with a job at the shop and say weird?
First one.
Oh, glasses, bowl cut. That's Jeffrey. I don't think he's all there. Like, he's too socially awkward for the normal people, but too smart for the special eddies.
Can I sit here?
Yeah, sure. All my friends got put in a different lunch period.
What's your name? I'm Nicole.
I'm Jekka.
Jekka? That's, like, on your birth certificate?
Short for Jessica, Avi.
That's pretty punk for someone who dresses so...
preppy? Yeah, my mom works corporate for department stores, so I get all this expensive stuff for free, but trust me, I don't give a fuck.
Cool, yeah, same.
Nicole! You ready for day two?
Is someone gonna kill me day two? If so, absolutely.
Why? What happened?
Just, like, waking up in general hurts. And I gotta deal with my brother, who's still up from the night before eating a family box of anything.
He can eat family-sized meals? How old is he?
Like, 26. He just freeloads off my mom.
I mean, we kind of freeload too, but we're 16. It's cool when we do it.
Exactly. I have to tell him that when I'm woken up by loud chewing noises.
Is he fat?
Do you know what ex-bodybuilder fat is?
Yeah, I kind of know what that looks like.
Well, he's an obese monster. I was just curious if anyone else knew that bodybuilder phrase. He's not that.
Good to know. Hey, let's gossip more at lunch. I gotta get to class.
Dude, fuck class. Just skip with me.
I told you yesterday, if I skip anymore, my mom's gonna start giving me disciplinary tattoos.
How does it even work? What does she write on you?
It'd be some weird shit like, I love school on my fingers.
Isn't that, like, abusive?
She's the only mom I've ever had. How the fuck should I know?
Huh.
So where are you headed?
Look, it's the first day. No funny guys, no comedians, no bringers of the ha-ha, okay? This year's gym class isn't last year's gym class. We're gonna really buckle down on physical fitness.
I'm fit as fuck. I ain't buckling shit.
Young lady, what's your name?
Nicole. You want my phone number, too?
This is only the first class, Nicole. You won't be a problem all year, will you?
No, sorry.
Good. Now everybody better dress out every class. If you don't, it's a zero. Hit the locker rooms. I'll see you back here in 10.
Where the hell did I put the shirt? Why does it even need the school logo? I'll just bring my own shitty shirts.
Having trouble, Nicole?
You can't be in here.
Saw you were lagging behind. I thought you might need a spare shirt.
Oh, thanks. Stop looking. Now, please.
You know something? You're feisty. I like that in my female students.
I got a feeling you like something else in your female students, too.
See, you just snap back like that. I like it. It's sexy.
You are saying this to a 16-year-old in the girls' locker room.
Come on. What's age? Look at you. You're mature enough.
I guess, yeah. So what's up?
Just wanted to chat with a pretty girl.
About?
Oh, I don't know. I just like looking at you.
Why do girls say they like older men? You're just as boring as younger men.
I could show you a fun time a lot of these high school boys couldn't.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'll prove it, too. Hang out by the back entrance, and I'll pick you up after school.
Hey man, I love to catch an R, but I got homework. It's a weeknight, you know?
I guess you're right. Hey, but one day we'll make something happen. I can't let my sexiest student get away now.
Oh my god, you're so bad.
Your gym coach has been around the block, sweetie.
Yeah, well, sorry it didn't work out. I've had less periods than states in America, but again, sorry it didn't work out. If your BMI is under 25, you should just automatically get an A.
Do something, bitch!
Dude, shut up. Who cares?
You think you're getting far with that mentality? You gotta nut up, Nicole.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know dodgeball was a long-term goal for you.
You know, what if? What if it's a long-term goal for me, huh?
I'd feel sorry for you, because I'm pretty sure they canceled Extreme Dodgeball like 2 years ago.
You saw that show too? That's sick! You know, you're kind of cool for a girl.
Thanks. Sorry, you're just not a person who warrants return compliments.
Man, you're honest too? That's kind of hot. Hey, do you wanna like, hang out later?
Like, hang out where?
Oh, you know, my place, maybe? I got this really cool stereo.
Your dad bought a really cool stereo? That's cool.
So are you down?
I guess, sure. When do I come by?
Anytime tonight. My parents are out of town trying to find a boarding school to put me in. Sound good?
Yeah, I'll swing by.
Sweet, you're down to fucking everything. This is gonna rock.
Well, no, the only thing down is my serotonin levels.
What's serotonin? Is that like printer ink?
Yes, I'll go. Now stop talking to me.
But yeah, so I'm pretty into cool shit. You know, not like cool shit, but kind of that step away from the regular cool shit, like just doing my own thing, you know?
All I asked was, are you paying for the pizza, and you just went into that?
Whatever, you know, stuff at school, just on my mind and everything. What do you want to talk about? Lacrosse, maybe?
Is there even money in lacrosse?
Well, the pizza party after games is like $80 or something.
No, like memorabilia, autographs, anything?
Well, my regional trophy is made of gold, so pretty valuable.
I tapped it on the way in here. Pretty sure it's plastic.
I guess the paint's made of real gold then.
Does anyone famous play lacrosse? Have a signed ball or something?
The greatest lacrosse player of this era is probably Cody Simpson. But I lost one of his signed jerseys last year. It was worth so much.
Oh, wow. For real? How much are we talking?
Dude. Bro, like, $90?
So there's no money in playing it. No money collecting it. What's the point?
That's kinda what makes lacrosse so awesome. It's not about the money or commercials. The true payment comes in honor. Girls so dig honor.
Honor won't pay for my new outfits. How do you buy into any of this shit? Who cares?
Wow, it's like... it's just the way you don't even give a fuck. It's hot, I like it. All these girls always freaking out over whatever, but you? You wanna try, like, going steady?
Going steady? People still say that? Like a relationship?
Yeah, you could be my girlfriend and everything.
What a treat.
So how about it? You wanna date?
No.
No? Just like that? Give me a chance, dude.
Sorry, but I'm too smart to date you.
How am I not smart enough? How?
Do you see this room?
What, because I like sports? We're not all dumb jocks, you know?
Who cares if you like sports? You're just boring. Like, yeah, your coach gives you free Percocet and everything, but how does that make you cool?
So, what do I do?
Impress me or die trying?
So, if I die, you'll be my girlfriend?
No, isn't... Look... I'm sick of the same boring kid trying to take me out on his parents' money. I want a guy who's not afraid to ruin his life for me. And when I see that, I'll know you're worth dating.
Oh. I don't know.
Lost interest, huh? Good, nice talking.
But I'll do it!
What?
I don't have it all figured out yet, but like, I'm gonna do some amazing shit to make you love me. You're so worth it for sure.
Aw, if I didn't have PTSD, I'd be blushing right now.
Awesome! I'll see you at school next week. I got a few things to work on.
So, I can go now?
Yeah. Is there something wrong?
No. Just surprised I didn't get sexually assaulted for telling you no.
Oh, nah. I wouldn't do that. You want my key? Like, to my house?
Why would I want a key to your house?
Just letting you know you're always welcome. Take my key. Take it. Take my key.
Okay.
Him?
Yeah, what's wrong? I'm just kidding. I know what's wrong with him.
But, like, you went over to his house. He's a total jock. You know what jocks do.
Get molested by their coach?
Yeah, and then they take it out on you. When he got you a drink, did you watch him pour it?
He never got me a drink.
What, no drink? Did he offer a drink?
Did not offer a drink.
What a fucking asshole. See, they're all like this, too.
At least I didn't get drugged.
I'd rather get drugged than not offered a drink.
You know, what's fun about us is our priorities are drastically different.
So anything else from last night?
Yeah, he really wants me to be his girlfriend, but you know.
He has the temper problem, right? How'd you turn him down gently?
I didn't turn him down. I challenged him to win me over. Under the assumption there's some chance I could like him.
But in reality, there's no chance?
None.
Well, good luck with that. Do you want my number in case he revenge kidnaps you?
I think I already have your number.
But yes, the rumors were true. Your beloved gym teacher, Coach Colby, was having illicit relationships with some of your classmates.
Rock on, Coach!
Carler.
Anyway, his position of gym teacher has been terminated and will be replaced by next week. If any students had unfortunate run-ins with this behavior, my office is always open to talk about it.
Yeah, I was in his class, and he always wanted to try and guess what kind of underwear we had on. Oh, I remember that.
I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Both of you.
Well, no, the fucked up part was he always guessed it right. It's like he was psychic.
Or spying on you.
Now, Nicole, just because he made a mistake or two doesn't mean he would actively spy on the girls' locker room. Why do you feel the need to be pessimistic?
Sorry, sir. I guess I get flustered around dominant male authority figures.
Well, that's no excuse. Class dismissed. Except for you, Nicole.
Huh, bitch, sucks to be you.
Sucks to like lacrosse, you fucking field hockey reject.
Now that your classmates are gone, you want to get out of here with me?
I'm sorry, what?
Don't play naive, Nicole. I saw the way you looked at me. I've seen the way you've been looking at me since you got to this school. Your dominant male authority figure's here to take you away.
Oh, so you're like actually going for it.
As the counselor, I could sign you out early. We could spend the rest of the afternoon together. The evening too.
You know I'm 16, right?
Age is just a number.
Well, I guess saying that makes you just a pedophile, so what's the worst that could happen?
See, there's that open-mindedness our program really tries to promote.
Yeah, and believe me, your mind's gotta be wide open to date your guidance counselor. Like, your brain won't even fit.
Such a funny girl. Come with me. This way, Nicole.
Hey, it's our counselor! Cootie interest you in some homemade cake? $5.
What is this?
Fine, okay, $4.
Why is everyone out here?
You work here and didn't know the school bake sales today?
So you knew and let us go this way anyway?
Were you guys just leaving together? Did the new girl get suspended or something?
No, actually, he was taking me out on a date.
Nicole! Up here!
How'd he get on the roof?
What?
You wanted not boring? Well, you got it! I'm gonna jump!
Oh, shit! Oh, what's going on?
What is this? Kyler! Get down from there now!
No problem. I'm gonna stick the greatest landing of all time for you, Nicole!
Am I awake right now?
Don't worry, Miss Lynn. MySpace showed me how to land risky jumps without injury. I'm coming down!
No! Stay there! Do something, Nicole. You're the only one he'll listen to.
Isn't this your job? I don't care if he gets himself killed.
Now's not the time. Just keep him talking.
Fine. Kyler?
What is it? Last thing before I jump!
Hey, I gotta be honest, I don't really give a shit if you stick some awesome landing.
What? Really?
Yeah, really, cause like-
Cause you love me for me! You don't need some wild display of courage to be my girlfriend!
No, actually, I'm just not gonna be your girlfriend either way. You had zero chance from the start if it makes you feel any better.
What? No!
Why did you say that? No, Kyler, it's okay. Just take some deep breaths, Back off from the ledge!
All I deserve is a deep plunge! You did this, Nicole!
Oh, God!
What was that 90s TV show? Did I do that?
I'm traumatized right now, but that was actually pretty good.
How can you girls make jokes at a time like this? Your classmate just took his life.
Yeah, you're about to take me out on a date. Fuck off, pedophile.
Pedophile? Was this boy molested to the point of suicide?
No, it's just our guidance counselor trying to molest me. No big deal.
Well, I should alert the police.
Already here.
Yeah, this place is wild after that.
I can't even understand how it happened.
Hey, do you guys know where the janitor's closet is? I'm trying to sell him something.
Sorry, I don't know anything.
Yeah, I can tell you, bye.
What the fuck was that? Hey, anime kid, do you know...
I'm sorry, I'll go.
Why?
There you are.
Hey, why is everyone avoiding me?
The only word on the street is you manipulated Kyler into killing himself.
I barely did anything.
My God, don't get defensive. I'm on your side, like half the girls are.
Why? How? He didn't even know me.
Exactly. All he liked you for was looks, meaning you're pretty enough that a boy would literally die for you. It's like awesome. I want to be you. What's your secret?
Secret? I just told him to work for it. That's it.
Yeah, I tell guys that too. They aren't jumping off buildings for me.
This is so not what I thought would happen after this.
So many girls are just happy over this. Look, I know it's bad because he's dead or whatever, but like, honestly, fuck him. He was an asshole. The world's better off.
I don't disagree with you.
Hi, Nicole. Could I ask you something?
Yeah, ask her anything. We're kind of best friends, by the way.
Oh, well, I was just wondering if it's okay if I put my hair up like yours. If you're okay with that.
It's a free police state. Do what you want.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
You saw that.
Yeah?
You gotta do something with this. Get famous with it. Like, you could be one of those famous YouTube girls. Hey guys, I'm so hot boys kill themselves over me.
I was with you on everything except famous.
You don't want to be famous?
No, just no one on YouTube's famous.
Well, I know that, just like YouTube famous. Come on.
Well, hold on. I might have a way easier idea here.
Okay, let's see it.
Call over the weird nerdy kid.
Jeffrey, can you help me hold my books?
Huh? Yeah, of course. Anything for you. Where's the books?
Hi, Jeffrey.
Nicole. Hi there.
What's wrong, Jeffrey? Just looking for a new friend to chat with. Am I no good?
No, you're fine. It's just, I'm afraid of you. Afraid you'll use your emotional prowess to manipulate me into killing myself.
Is that what those bullies are saying?
Yes, you'd be correct.
Well, guess what?
What?
They're right!
Ah!
You don't want to fall in love with me, do you?
Yes! I don't know!
You're a smart boy, right? Let's make a deal. You do all my homework and slip me every test answer, and I won't force you to kill yourself!
Really? You do that for me? I never thought a girl would be this nice to me.
Say yes before I change my mind.
Of course. I'll get right on it. See you tomorrow.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah, I don't believe it either, but there's no way this'll last.
But seriously, is it like your whole emo look they're into, or what?
Yeah, long flowing ponytail, very emo.
So, he stuck with that deal all the way to the end of graduation. I'm valedictorian for the class of 09. He was still doing all that homework even after everyone stopped caring about the suicide, which was like a month, so Jeffrey's an outlier. For my speech, I just read quotes from an AA brochure and people ate it up. Special thanks to LaCrosse.